hot. How you them up in my life? I watch and I chat. But then I got ever know, come here, keep it a secret.
All right, so people, yo, the man in my balls, so them one about the old Shensia. Them say, yo, keep the Shensia from Team U. They want back a local product. Jaja, yo, think. Big, remember when Shensia did a bone up Jamaica?
I swear, bro.
When I share singing girl, yo, girl them anthem, I shouldn't see any response to that. Remember them days, eh?
That is it, my bro. All the girl them look, all them dress, all them motivated, everything, my bro.
Everything. Wait, the wall on.
Ashley, convince the car. Trust me.
Hey.
Yo, that Shensi, we want back.
This no sound safe. Want me now?
Let me tell you now a little story. Me have a man, we have a woman, we don't know about.
Done big.
What? Lord.
Yo, them days I girl, I'm proud for me side chick.
This is the original side chick song. Me open up my feelings for your next girl, man. Me know I wrong, but you never plan. Normally, me a wife in a whole side bitch position.
Yo, and I shouldn't see everyone back. Yo, I used to Shensi and I'm not it. Shensi, I used to run, boy. I know that bigs.
Fully up, Shensi. Go and do it again, baby. You can do it.
Stop it up. Tight to all of me, boom, boom, fat. Too liquor for your size, let me grip your inside. That make all your yeah, hair roll back.
But what, you know what Shensi sound like now in the 2024, bigs?
Tell me,
you know what sound like right now, hold on there.
Tight, can't turn around, I'm in the bar, feel revive you.
Shensi, drop double R, fuck a beamer. Grass green, but my still hustle for make it greener. More cheese, pan, my bread.
Like cold, straight, automatic. Lie. Where are we going to talk about today?
Which version of Shensi you prefer?
You know, so I prefer the one where the side chick sang something there. Straight to you. She did a connect more them time than my bro. And
yeah.
That version I prefer. Yeah, I swear to you.
Because when I look back in the year, some of them songs have like 18, 20 million views, you know, so. It's not like, say, your local song can't bring it all the way. Or something where my find out that the artists them don't believe in the craft or them feel like, say, yo, dancehall is really, you know, it can't match up to a hip-hop. So them try for crossover. As soon as them go international, it sound change. But, wrong mistake.
You know, it's like, to me, bro, it's a Jamaican thing still, because the more we achieve, because we have a Eurocentric view of seeing things, the more we ascend and the more we achieve is the more we lose our identity. Because we feel like, say, your greatness is not identified with our blackness and our culture. And so therefore, we feel like, say, yo, the people, them, the powers that be, were really a lead, Shensia. Them a leader down apart for their vision. You understand? So the culture is not necessarily in their best interest. And Shensia's authenticity is not in their best interest. Shensia is known for having a great vocal. She's known for delivery upon a track. The same as she sound upon the track. And the same as she sound upon the stage. And we love her for that. We love her for her vibe and her energy and her sexiness. You understand what I say? But at the same time, we're not getting that from her now. You understand what I'm saying? So people are going to take time drift. And you can obviously say that in our views. You say that in our demand. You know what I mean? So I feel like, say, if she revert to being herself, I don't know if it's too late for her. It's never too late for an artist. But I feel like, say, the only way she can get back that groove there like Stella, after just go back in our original sense here.
All right. You said something earlier, you know. And we see a video come out recently with Russian. Big up to Jay Frey. I don't know, say, yeah, yo, but hey, I'm looking son see him, you know, but go and run off the road, my bro. Yeah, man, because of themselves.
A bad podcast, yes, man. Yes,
bad, you mean, man? Can't go around.
Walk and talk about you to see him.
Yeah, man, big up the whole team. So, Jeffrey do an interview with Russian recently, and some critical things got revealed. Like, you say, maybe mismanagement, misguided and all that, but according to Russian have a conversation with Shensi in the past 2 years, right? So it seemed to me like Shensia is off doing her own thing, right? And Shensia, if you really check Shensia when she start out in the initial stages, you know, Shensia always have this hip hop sound where she tried for do some rapping and something like. I forgot what the first song where she did do. She did do some look of freestyle and something. So she loved that craft. So it's like, should we allow Shensia for us like? Come on, we on the sideline, we can demand as fans what we want, but the artists, they must feel inspired to do what they want to produce as art, right?
That is true.
So she believes she can go all the way, right? Should we allow Shensia for us, like, experiment a bit? Dancehall don't allow it now because it is so fast-paced if you miss a year. Matter of fact, if you miss a month in dancehall, it's hard to come back in. hard for really get back your space. But should we allow Shensia for real just be free spirited and just dabble and be artistic as an artist? That's what I find out. That's what I ask.
I think it's not even about the art form for Shensia at this point. I think that she's searching for. So all right. So you'd have two comparisons, right? And let me just make it simple and clear.
Yeah.
You'd have like a Nicki Minaj, and you'd have like a Spice. Would that be like the two queen of the two genres, right? But right. The success level the success level between the two females differ greatly. You know what I mean? Financial wise, reach wise, and social wise, and all aspects, it differs. Even though they're both queens in two different genres, and both genres are huge.
Right.
I'd say that it's not even the art form for Shensia, because she's still doing work. It's not that she's not doing any work. She's still doing work. But I think that she's reaching for something else, something outside the genre. You understand what I'm saying? The art itself is not being. It's like painting a tree versus painting an automobile. It's two different things she's doing right now.
But my question
we're not expecting that from her. That's what I'm saying. We're not expecting
Will it be authentic? Will it be received by the market that she's targeting? Clearly, she's trying to target the international market.
Yeah, so international market, they don't need another replication of another Nicki Minaj. You have like Sexy Red and them people. I think if Shensia just remained in her lane for dancehall, and just roll it out, she would have done better as an individual. You know what I mean? Should have been more marketable, should have been more in demand, because even though people want that crossover sound, the crossover sound, if you look on all of the crossover song them, the big song them, it still have Patois Night. You understand what I mean? It's still upon a dancehall beat. You understand? The CM16. So therefore, she's losing, she tried for crossover, but she's watering down her talent then, so to speak.
Yeah, because, alright, what's the blueprint? Sean Paul would be the blueprint. Big up to Shaggy. Shaggy have a different sound than Sean Paul. Sean Paul has never really watered down the sound. The beat might change, but Sean Paul has always been 100% dancehall on the track, right? Shensia on the other hand, even this Beamer track. This is rapping, clearly.
Yeah.
This is a little mixture of rapping and dancehall. So like, it's a hybrid. And as a hybrid, there's no lane. You're actually creating a space for yourself, because there's no artist out there with a fusion of hip-hop and dancehall. So Shensia try to create this whole genre for herself, right? So some even go as far as to say Shensia flop.
Well,
flop, but analyze this whole flop thing, because right now we might not see Shensia get some of the biggest hit in dancehall, but the bank account probably look the biggest she has ever seen it ever in life, because international shows rolling loud and some places. So we know the account probably stay good. Account probably don't reflect a flop, right? Yeah. But as an artist, what is the most important thing? The art form or the account, the bank account?
All right. I remember years ago, I have a conversation with Robert Livingston at a big year.
Yeah.
And Robert said to me, "Yo, Dan Biggs, you have to understand music versus music business." And I take that to heart. I said, okay. I learn that. You understand? So as you rightfully said, Shensia might be, she might not be a current artist in the Jamaican space or in the Jamaican diaspora, but she do some whole shows where whole other female artists now do neither.
Facts.
You understand? So she reach other crowds, a lot of female artists now reach either. Not even female alone, but a lot of dancehall artists now reach. So we can't say Shensia flop, more than such a flop, bro. What I just say, yo, she dip on a different part right now. And she had channel her energy in a different part right now. You understand? As it relates to she and the Russian thing, me not really know, because remember, so Russian have a different guidance to you, but Russian really control Russian ship, you know. You understand?
And Russian been out of dancehall for the longest while too, so we can't even say Russian connected, right? Because the few songs Russian did, we do Valiant, him do some song, you know, with Bayern Messiah. All of those songs never really sound like dancehall. Never, like, sound like,
and the other thing you have to look upon, to remember, Shensia was at before Russian.
Mm-hmm.
So why people can't look upon it the other way?
So maybe
Shensia's hottest time was not with Russian, you know.
So yeah, that means maybe she back Ramesh. Maybe Ramesh is feeding. We don't know all the splits. We don't know the splits, but we can clearly see. We can clearly even pinpoint to the date. Can pinpoint to the date, Biggs, when things take a turn.
All right, me tell you as well too. When Ramesh is not around, but I'm gonna show you another thing too. People look on it from a chemistry point of view. Shensi and Ramesh had a serious chemistry. I mean, I know about the other aspect. But as I say, yo, people love to see Shensi and Ramesh together.
I know, I believe, like I said, 100 right now, I feel like it wasn't even 100% Ramesh. It was more there, it being in Jamaica around Ding Dag and TG at about them time then, and she left on the ground where she get the vibe, the energy of the streets and everything.
Bro, it's show hard me company and tell you who you are.
It's hard being overseas and still be connected to the culture 100% because some of the latest slangs and certain little things where them get it on the ground, especially in Kingston. Them get some new slangs in Kingston and then it translates on the song and it just hit automatically. We just now get it overseas.
No matter what go on in Jamaica with the crime rate and the violence and all them kind of things that were going, there's no point in time where I would want to be anything else apart from being a Jamaican. Jamaica have a different energy, my bro. Yo, you know this. Jamaica have, yo, when me, you see what, all right, this are facts. You see the killers and Baby Shamsan touch down Panda Rock, circle the block. Yo, listen me, bro. Me, link up my mother, give you a few stuff. You see, when me envision Jamaica, bro, the energy I level alone in Jamaica. So therefore, this are the makeup, bro. This is your energy come from, you know. So yo, if she not have the same energy, if she not have the same energy, my bro.
I don't know the dance for them and the choreography in the group.
Right.
And, yo, the energy does different.
Yo,
and
I swear to you, brother. Straight to you.
Yo, we're overseas and we know the difference, man. It's a clear difference. So I understand why artists who's based overseas can be like uninspired.
Yeah, man. We can
get it easily.
But as a human being, bro, just being overseas, you don't have to be an artist just being overseas. It's like you lose touch with the culture somewhat. Because the whole culture is fast paced.
Facts.
You understand? And then another thing to him, I look pan, bro. All right. Shensia was much more visible back then. Not just music wise, you know, she was much more visible. You could have seen her upon this, you could have seen her that. You see her with her son, you see her with her mom, you see her that make oxtail pasta. There's so many things that Shensia was up in your face about. You understand what I mean? I said, you know, get that from her now. When you see her now, you understand what I mean? I say, remember, you know, bro, there's a difference between being a featured act and featuring another act, you know.
You see the difference, isn't it? You see the difference? All right, with Shensia, yeah, she's not relatable. People don't see themselves in Shensia, right? Some man probably see themselves in Shensia still, you know. forget it. Well,
forget it.
All right, but people don't see themselves in Shensia. So you see, like with Sean Paul now, it was a clear handover where Dancehall handed over Sean Paul to International and the foreign people, the white people, the white people really take over Sean Paul and accepted it. Yeah. But with Shensia right now, I feel like she's just out there floating.
So,
unclean.
So
she don't really belong anywhere right now. That's
so what you think personally Shensia need to get back for draw back a gear in a dancehall? If it possible.
You know what we need right now? A clash. People will say, oh, right now, I feel like a clash would be the easiest way to get back into dancehall. Like if I was Shensia right now, or a part of the whole marketing team. Yo, I'm gonna pick a clash with Spice. Or maybe Jada, maybe after all. Yo, look on the clash. What clash I do for Steph London and Jada right now?
Yeah, man.
Jada value gone up so high right now, it's so past Shensia.
You can't buy Jada a Birkin bag again. If you could get to buying a Birkin bag, I forgot to go something else now.
Big, Jada surpassed Shensia without a song right now, without a major international.
I swear to you. Without, you see how important clash is to dancehall?
That is how important clash is in dancehall. I know we feel like all of the naysayers, them, you know, them up on the sideline and say, Jaja, I want me for beef right
brother,
now.
So what you know is, let me just answer your question real quick.
Yeah.
If Shensia take up a clash right now with Spice, people are going to beat her to sickness.
Because it's going to be too obvious?
It's going to be too obvious. Two, them are going to say it needed. Three, them are going to say she bad mind. Four, she not going to win.
But five, Spice wanted to.
Spice, I think the publicity wise,
Spice needed to. And Spice really wanted to. Yo, Spice really want a chance to tear off that cool year, bro. To all VC Spice the party sideline right now, I commentate about the clash. And say, yo, she wants her moment in the sun when TMZ got a report on her and academics then, and something.
Saying if you like the Spice, I ghost ride. So, you know, if you like Spice, ghost ride some of them song there.
Jaja, but Spice not pick side.
Spice not big side, but yo, brother, let me tell you something. You know what? Me never want going at it. Yeah, sure.
Because two female them battle it out right now. But I think Spice have a skill set which is underutilized. And the problem with Spice over the years is that Her capabilities surpass the females. It was always like, say, yo, Spice need to clash one of the man them in dancehall.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
we have never really seen a worthy opponent for really take on Spice because we know her capabilities. Right?
So, all right. So just play devil's advocate. So out of Jada are Dan Cullinan, who you think could have taken on Spice?
Who should? Or yeah. Who would have given her best run?
Who would have given her the best run?
Yo, honestly, Steph London. The way you Steph London.
Lyrically. Lyrically.
Yeah, lyrically. Because we know Spice lyrical. Spice will come out of the vibe right. Talking.
But look, point the way I know. Me, I tell you, Spice could have taken on the two of them and kill the two of them.
Damn, it's a possibility still, you know.
Because I remember Jada love go live, you know. Jada love go live, and I remember say Spice go live with her, you know. That me, I tell you.
Yeah.
So that's and why Spice are going to be the queen. So look on it now. We can't even talk about Shenseh and I mix with top five female artists right now.
Yeah.
You can't talk about Shenseh. And Shenseh should have been easily the second, the runner-up right now.
Yeah, because Shenseh was poised to be the prince, the princess. She was the princess still enough, but I know that probably get dethroned now. It's officially Jada Kingdom right now. Jada Kingdom is officially the princess in dancehall.
Well, I mean, I think she do work for becoming princess yet still enough, but nobody Shenseh has to get her.
No, Jada have some hits, boy, still enough.
Yeah, man, but they like... can't compare to Shenseh hits them still. I mean, I'll be biased. Shenseh no, have more like... song in the catalog, man. Shenseh have more song in the catalog.
No, what me think is that Jada hits them is more like, more to say R&B, but she's singing mostly in a her hits them, right? She have a song recently with Nine.
Yeah,
that I get some crazy views. She have some song, man. Even the GPP with Steven the Genius. You know what I mean? The problem.
She has that
clout, you know?
Yeah, that clout. But bro, she's still not, like hits wise. Many things say, yo, she do what Shenseh do yet.
But what Shenseh do?
What you mean by what Shenseh do, brother? You must say, man.
Some might say Shenseh is an industry plant, though. We can't go around it, right?
Even if them say that, bro, look on it that way. See? The market them Shenseh are going, Spanish market, Latin market, all them kind of things, bro. Shenseh have been doing the work. You understand what I mean? Remember now, the only reason why Jada, we are talking about Jada now, because Jada current, you know. We're not talking about Jada because of her song, you know.
Yo, Shenseh have hit boy, you know, people.
Shenseh have hit boy, yeah, man. Look back right now.
She have the big song with Altaris, right? You know, Lighter. Yo, that about probably 80 million.
All right. Well, remember, so them go Lighter challenge too, you know. You know, much thousands of people, millions of people. Yeah, man, Shenseh do it, boy, yeah, man. She do it, man. Me don't know if she can find back the format to be back current again. Because she stay out so long.
But now you remind me how high of a fall it was. Because Shenseh was really up here. No, for top five, you clearly said Shenseh is not.
No, but which part? Are you tell me the top five where Shenseh could have gone now. You
as
tell
in
me the top five.
Female
artists, yeah.
Yo, even the Angel have a better year last year than Shenseh than that.
Yeah. And when you have.
I swear, you
yeah, sure
even the Angel.
The man say Angel like Angel at the bottom of the barrel star. You're all wicked.
The Angel of the year. As a hot topic, so even she right now, we have no conversation about Shenseh in the last 2 years. It's really about the controversy with Lick and with Megan Thee Stallion. Arsha, she gets sued for sampling the wrong song and get clear.
I messaged me the other day, bro. I say, yo, Aishana consistent, you know, she consistent. She may say, yo, consistent Aishana. With what?
Yo, Aishana, you know? Right up, all right, for the past 6 years. Aishana need a new one right now.
No, she look good still, man. She consistently look good, bro. And she always had the like a stage show them, man. So I'm not going to say about that.
I mentioned Aishana because if you talk about a clashing, really, you know, Aishana, one of the most capable clash artists I've seen as female, you know. What's the track record? Yeah, no, man. She impressed me. She clashed.
But who should have clash? Remember, yeah, now, who should have clash?
Because they're going to pull levels card on Aishana.
Let's say that Aishana would have licked her head and said she don't want for clash. Like all a top girl, like all a Chanel. It's impossible. Because may I tell her that only one female artist could have stepped to top girl and a Spice. And Spice so, not doing that. No other like female artist. None of them can't manage top girl. I don't ask her that. I tell her that. Remember some of the lyrics in the man. I know the lyrics in the man.
Chanel would have watched Aishana. But Biggs, it's not always about lyrics.
There's no way Aishana. First of all, bro, all right. Shani la going at the clash. the favorite already. May I tell you that? Because people prefer Shani.
Yes, big. But
even though Shani not look as appealing as Ash, although Shani look good, Shani are going at the clash as a favorite for win already. She are going at every clash for the favorite for win. If you pick any female artist, except big,
that is about expectation. We know the expectation will be Chanel, but this clash with Steph London, show me. No. This show me, he said, bro.
Yeah, Steph London really step up for sure.
Yeah, no, when you clash an opponent with a different style, you have to know how to transform in that opponent style. You know? So I don't think Chanel Mio can actually do the tracing like Aishana, or the ranchiness like Aishana, or willing to go to the bottom, the depths of the pit like Aishana. So that would definitely give her a disadvantage in a clash. You know? The man would have said, yo, I appreciate
the robot, man.
But this clash will set people on dirt and mix up and tracing.
Mother put money upon it, man. Top girl rubber out easy. It would even be alright, if you get each of them three songs, I'm sorry, I'm going to $1 million each I'm going to put out. Me can win. Me sure me win money. Me sure me come home with the bacon. There's no way. Aishana. But who Aishana could have clash? Probably Queen Africa. Like at best.
Yo, this is the artist, yo. Aishana.
No, but she can't. Don't use why I said should have a clash with Africa. Because them literally have them, with the two of them lifestyle, the two of them have beef. Man, this not none of them. The two
in
of
a
them,
perfect world?
In a perfect world, the two of them live in a two opposite lives, so the two of them would have clash.
In a perfect world, to me, it would have to be like Aishana versus Jada Kingdom, and then you'd have... No. And then you'd have Chanel Moore versus Steph London.
Because of the type of music.
Yeah. The type of music, the voice, the delivery, it would have more match up and equal, right? So,
but in an equal, when it come on to levels, though, bro. Because so me couldn't call Flight me with and say, yo, I just want to come swing two thumper off of you. It couldn't work.
But isn't Steph London like way, way bigger than Jada Kingdom? Yeah. Like, she way bigger. Like, Jada Kingdom just across over to some places where Steph London been. Already dear, Steph London solidify herself as a part of over the center of the pop world. So Steph London never pulled levels card, even though we know the beef was personal, so that would have make she put aside her level. So levels card, levels card, that's what I war on the bigs. You never hear
who
levels card, that's what I war right now. I don't know if you get
it. It don't matter who, everybody I take on anybody.
Anybody at the kind anybody right now.
But levels can't dash out a dance hall, bro. Pana all. Even if you look pan even the rhythm of Russian, the same rhythm. Levels can't drop out that man. Is a fling song pan rhythm, man. One at a time, LA Lewis couldn't just jump on a rhythm, so man. A levels thing in a brother.
One time.
So dance hall change. Dance brother, hall remember change. One time where you guys stood at the gate lock. If a man know you get knocked, you have to stay out of the door.
Dance hall change. So you asked the question earlier. Change, what could put Chensia back on the map? And I would say, Chensia really, you see Chensia dropped the teaser, you know. And it's so weird to me that Chensia signed to Russian and she don't link Russian. She jump on the man rhythm and she don't link Russian. And I said, bro, Russian, more and a spot.
Yeah, but you don't know, bro. You don't know. Remember, you're your Russian side. You don't know Chensia side. Because remember now, bro, as artists and enough artists, them said them sign some people. Some people sign them, you know, bro. And a problem them put themselves in, you know, because when someone has signed them, they want to get a 360 deal, you know, bro. They want a manager. Them want to do the publishing, them want to do everything, my bro. So when you don't know, you end up saying, you got some woman, you do a song. Them write the song for you, know? Them produce the song, you know. Them shoot the video for the song. So all of them things, the costume, car, every single thing come out of that budget, you know, bro. When them get a 360 deal, you know. So I'm going to show you. So let's say in a fair mind, she should have, I'm not saying this is a fact, but I'm going to show you how 360 deal work. Let's say that the song would have gross. Song would have make 20 million. She probably end up get 2 million, you know.
But nothing changed because she's still under contract. Russian said, him don't talk to her, but he has still been approving tracks. I think, and this is just allegedly people, we don't talk like we know. But Russian is an artist we're known for shelf song, right? And a lot of artists. No, Russian is a producer we're known for shelf song, right?
Yeah,
we see Popcorn, we not really know Popcorn was on the another team of that they named Go Go Club back in the days. The Go Go Club rhythm. But them remix and turning the dirty money. Popcorn was supposed to be on that rhythm and Russian released it, you know? And up to this day, Popcorn carry feelings for that, you know. So you can only imagine the amount of song where Russian probably sit down probably with all the Shensi and maybe must say, alright bro, you're not at right now, you know, so we can't drop a song right now because you're not at. Because I something see Russian.
But the truth, the song, if me dropping that song right now, nah, do nothing for the rhythm. So Popcorn probably never big enough at the time. Remember same drop a Black Rhino, you know? Him drop the Black Rhino. You understand? Him drop my girl. Why you pay the light bill there? Phone bill there. Him drop that too. So at the end of the day, him do what the producer own the song, him own it. Him can do whatever he want, him can shelf it, him done pay for that already, you know. So and then you have to understand to suppose him done him, suppose there's a deal where Papi does him just pay Papi whatever for vice the song and Papi does vice the song and that is it. That or that. Him not.
We don't know, but just like what you said a while ago, you know, make me think we need to hear both sides of the story. We need to hear from Shensi as well. Cause what if Shensi has been trying to get back into dancehall and then
them are like the response. All right. Russia, you know, say, me see female get lock out of reggae music, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Me not call them name, but me see female get lock out of reggae music due to affiliation with producer my youth.
Where the dogs, they're the industry for real. Yeah,
my youth. So me not bash Shen Yang, bro. More and see what she can. Make she go through her little thing, bro. Whatever she go through. You understand? Just like look at Rihanna. Rihanna spend time with her family. She not business with nobody right now. What you going to tell her? Say? She drop off? You can't tell her such a drop off. She not drop off. She's rich, you know. Account not drop off.
Yeah, we understand that.
All if 2-0 drop off a Rihanna account, me still can't see her money. So she not fall off at all.
We understand that, but that this is one of the reasons why dancehall has been falling short to like Afrobeats, because we don't have like 2 or 3 artists overseas waving the banner, right? And Shensia is the closest person to that, to bringing the culture to a different level, but we see Shensia now wave the banner the right way. So it's like we say, it's a wasted potential. Like Shensia, if he does get back some local hits, if Shensia find some local hits right now, you know, automatically, you know, like she find local hits and then shoot it with some HD music video, same quality, like. We feel like that would have make it transition like a Give Me The Light from Sean Paul, you know. Like, probably. Because she's known and people are tuning to her, but them just not getting a song with substance. So I feel like Shensia need to go back to the ground, and the Clash would have been the fastest route and the cheapest route.
You know, for me always gonna choose music and good work over Clash, because no, and this is a fact. Reason why I say that, people need memorable moments and people need sing along moments. You understand? Shensia need a sing along song right now. She need a song where the woman them can vibe to, where the G them can play in them car, and you understand what I mean? I say she need that song there right now, and I think she needs to be in the environment to create the song. So what Muda said, she have to plant back herself in another cell. You understand? Tell that good fish she and Ramesha link up right now and put in back some work. You understand? Go back home. Link back, ding them. Look how much artists fly out and go back home. And nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
But you know, sir, but you know, looking at it though, because even Ding Dong has struggled to find like a local hit right now. And Ding Dong
are good. Bro.
Ding Dong always are one a year. Always are one a year. So maybe the old, because the music changed, sound changed, the trap sound really dominated. But Russian himself right now seem to be putting dancehall back on the level right now with the Dirty Money. You know? Dirty Money sound like a savior to me.
It, bro, because that is dancehall, bro. That is Dirty Money is dancehall. Authentic dancehall. And people been wanting it. Bro, when you see, alright, the rhythm, bossa artist.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the dancehall music powerful. The rhythm, bossa artist. You get what I mean? And not even one artist alone. Cause whole heap of artists pan rhythm at them break them thing there with views. You understand? Yeah. So you have to give it to them. Bro, I feel like say, yo, we need to understand dancehall as a genre and actually do some more work in the genre itself, my bro. For propel with artists them. Alright, for example, why you think say yo being a man can still say man king of dancehall? That's real. Being a man, I always can, because nobody is not there to replace him. Until Bunty them, who gonna replace them? Nobody not there to replace them, bro. So them have to still carry the Junior Reed still have to go a Germany and then place there. Ratatam and them thing that the rest of them still have to go over there. So who gonna there to represent them? You tell me.
Yeah, really. Instead of it, the young
people complain, say yo, Junior gonna get nominated every year. So what? Why you not gonna try to go do something to go and study the music, understand what it takes to prepare yourself and do it?
And them don't even listen to the body of work, because if you really listen to us, my album, the name Stone Hill,
a Gangzilla, that the wickedest that album, boy, I mean, not even, yo, that album, it, built, yo, I don't know what to say, man, the baddest thing, bro.
Yeah, so if you really listen to that body of work, you will understand why the dog get nominated and win. For real.
Sir,
but overall, we're so right enough, but dancehall really changed, but it now transition overseas, which is weird. The youth them have burned up the ground, but nobody know them overseas, sad to say.
Yeah, but
so,
all right.
Even so, let me see right now. Hold on, because even the juggling with the dirty money, right?
Yeah.
Back in the days, people used to have this little concept of, bro, a man got teeth, my shine, or my spotlight on the rhythm. But dirty money reminded me just how much everybody can get them equal spotlight on the same rhythm.
Yeah.
Nigel Boy get theme, even L.A. Lewis right now. L.A. Lewis still now pull, take away the traction from a blind youth, you know?
No, but him I get theme forward too.
Him I get theme forward, and now Stefflan get fear forward, and then now when you compile the look, you see 20 song where you can just juggle, that are hour plus, that's the album right now.
That's not even, that a 90s to early 2000 dancer. That remind me of. When I used to, could have just press play, and every song we play, you could have listened to.
And that is how me used to discover new artists. You know, back in the days, you know, when we had download, I call, hey, you know, me, piracy is illegal, people, when I ever encourage it. But yeah, when we had download for rhythm packing up, brother, I'm looking, right. I'm download like a certain rhythm, I'm looking at me, we see all like, Chandizzy. I said, oh, who name Chandizzy? What's in? I will give my listening here. Can they put the rhythm, you know? You see me? That's how we used to discover a whole heap of young talent before social media and all of that. So this right now, I bring back the old time vibe for bring back even a Niger boy, or I don't know how to pronounce his name. You see me? So, yo, essential. I feel like, what if you get back to basic? Clashing is an essential part of dancehall. Juggling, pan rhythm, same rhythm, essential. So, more of the people I'm counting on the same trend. I say, I'm not nice up, put out about the same rhythm.
Yo, you know, but I love to see back, but I love to get back a anger management rhythm.
Oh, shit.
You remember, anger, mother love to get back that anger management rhythm there, brother. I say, who are them artists now? Jump on rhythm.
You know, me have to get back a kill up on it, though. No matter what I want to talk about, I have to get back a kill up on that rhythm there again. Yeah, man, your anger management for forward back for real. Like, it's still brother, being played, you know, if any artist go a stage show, anger management rough cut again. Yeah, so, might as well.
You have to. But I show you how dancehall has shifted, my bro. And dancehall has shifted not from... I would like to say dancehall is more of it is demand driven now, because our people are listening to people are do. Our people are listening to the artists them are do. Mr. Busy do a thing the other day, and him have a song with like every single word that the song starts with P. Like literally every it depend thing them. Make a send it to you. It depend every single word in the song precisely pick up pam. Place our pump propeller. The whole song, every word is
bro,
a
bro. That was dancehall, you know?
Bro.
That was dancehall, bro.
Brother, we can't creativity. Stop, bro. But that's what I'm saying to you. Those things are not being highlighted. Like a busy signal, I do them thing that nobody not highlight them, bro. Dancehall is a dancehall too fast paced now, where you can't even get the time to listen to a song.
Is it fast pace or the accessibility? Because, all right, a conversation come up recently, you know, with a chronicler, where them say chronicler and even Valiant as well. Chronicler and Valiant, I feel like them are the biggest suspect in that case. And where them say them are use song, kill song. Right?
I think...
For the matter, and they mention it as well. Say, yo, Valiant, him get a run, but him not work the song them, right? They might use song, kill song, and the song we might use to kill the song in a big like the original song where it's supposed to get the run. You see me?
True.
Chronicler recently took him drop a song for the not nice rhythm. You see me? Bad song. Boop, boop. It's about up the streets right now, the people. I'm
bad
loving
song. Bad song.
But instead of a Chronicler work that song, the man probably dropped about six different songs since then, you know?
Yeah.
But
all right,
if you look at the dog numbers, you know, the, like, the people, I'm still tuning into the catalog. The man has some streams over there, the dog. Like, he man have some streams over there.
Labas, our artists were undeniable, man.
So, to me, it's like something I look at me as a bomber. I look like, I said, maybe it can just dash out. Because I look like artist on vlogger. I'm a face of facts, bro. Like, yo, it thing change up. It's like, oh, a vlogger.
Artist on vlogger. Yo, man, wicked, man. No.
Because we're all up on the same platform. And the platform work with one simple concept, bro. You are only as good as your last video. So because me drop a video yesterday, that don't mean shit to when people wake up, you know. So to me, it look like the artist, I do a vlogger thing. Where, bro, it's just dump a bunch of tune.
And whichever one it all right, may I tell you how I feel about it? I think it is based upon how the music and the art form is being consumed. And may I explain to you? For example, back in our day when we grew up, seeing, like literally, bro, like in our day, our first research, we'd have to go to the library. Mm-hmm. See? If you wanted to learn something, you would never have to just go up on Google, because Google was just one source.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But you had to do a research. You go to the library, you get your book, you read, you do your research. Bear with me, may I get to my point?
Yeah.
Boom. The older we grew up, you realize the boom is trying to move to Google, then it start move to YouTube, then it start move to Instagram, then it start move to TikTok. How people consume information now is through a TikTok kind of 15-second window. You understand? The attention span of people no longer dead, bro, if you sit down and actually listen to and absorb. You understand what I mean? I say? People just scroll through nowadays. So therefore, people, it's more of what can I do to catch your attention? How can I keep your attention? Back in the day is what can I learn from this? You understand what I say, bro? What can I feel from this? So yeah. The music has changed because the world itself has changed, and it's just a fact. So therefore, the artists, them have put out what them have to. All right, look on it that way. A producer link and say, yo, you know, say, want your advice. Remember now, you know, music now sell like what used to sell, you know. But the producer, they got pay you on $4,000 or $5,000 for advice pan, I read him.
Yeah.
10 producer link you, $40,000, that, you know. Back in the day, you could have get that off a stage show, you sang, did I sell it? Did I sell diamond? Did I sell platinum? You know, sell diamond and platinum now, so you have to do what you have to do for surviving in the game. So therefore, you have to look upon it as these artists are doing what they need to do to survive in the hemisphere that they're in.
I completely agree with it. I understand it. I'm going to knock it because dancehall fans are one of the most disloyal set of people. I'm so fickle, bro. Like, yo, no, like, really and truly. You put the artist in a position where they have to do like a cash grab. They have to grab as fast as and as much as possible while they're at. Because the moment them drop off to like 20% of the artist, they move on to somewhere else. You
brother, me never know, so there'll be a time where conscience now run dancer.
I would
not run dancer.
No, that
I swear, one at time me things are acting not gonna live forever. Our conscience not gonna, because them money could do nothing wrong in a dancer.
And them still a drop music, you know? Conscience upon recently. I think it's upon the Big Bounce recently, and the people completely overlooked the man song for like a Valiant and
I'm gonna tell you about the conscience.
The conscience.
Chris Brown, when Chris Brown for ruin and say, yo, that I want to you, man.
That's what I said, the people.
I don't know water on the thing water down, brother. That's how people consume music nowadays.
Yeah, the consumers.
That's how people consume the art form, brother. We can't know nothing about it.
The consumers now, it divided in a two. Because you still have the purists, them, the loyalists, them, were still like digging at the crate. Them still like, if them rate the artists, them will go over the car. If you look on a Chronicler, 99% of Chronicler song no hit over TikTok. But yet still, we have a consistent 3 million, 2 million on the song, them, right? So, him having core fan base. I'm having core fan base where I actually pick and go through and sieve. And then you have the people them where regular 9-to-5 working people who are just average consumer. Them rely, you have to spoon feed them. And TikTok. You have to spoon feed those people, right? And TikTok is the direct market for that feed these people. So,
that is true.
Yeah, so it's like the artist decides, say, yo, which lane should I pick? Should I go like a TJ and try and make some viral song? Because that is also a thing, you know, where we can hear certain song and know so when I try to go viral, bro, with certain of the content when I put out.
Or
the dancing team. All if you never normally build dancing song, all of a sudden you're a big never build dancing song to go viral, right? So all of them aspects here, it's a water down in music to me, yo. Like, people, what them for do still, because people have to feed them family. That's what I'm saying, in a sense, still. So it's like, yo, grab as much still. I understand it.
Yo, let me tell you something, bro. As they say, yo, that song they're still in it, that drift song they're in it. The man them really rinse that song they're still in it.
The man squeeze every drop out there.
The man them milk that song. The man them not milk it, but the man them, well, I mean, I know. The man them, I mean, I know, yeah, bro. I swear to you, like.
And it milk, TJ milk it to the point where I feel like it ruined TJ forever.
It ruined, bro. I swear to you, people.
TJ follow up song, I'll be your next dancing song, you know.
You're mad. And if TJ do another dancing song and people them done with him, I must say mad, man. I'm going to go back to that Brock lifestyle. That Brock lifestyle where people, I got hear about that suffering them vice and him. You're mad, bro.
Biggs.
Me say, drift, nobody know why you about another dance song from TJ. Me nah ask you. Two of the man drift, them rinse drift, brother.
Yes, so the man there right now, Billboard, I get interview on some places where I've never reached before. The man feel like, say, a female in this now. So,
in as an artist, Jamaica can perform that, doing. Can't tell you that, you know.
Yo, I guarantee you the next song from TJ is a dance song. The man over there practice. The man.
Make a bet. Wait, say me in the mirror now. I practice one dance move.
The man over there practice every day in a dancing studio. The choreography. Man, give me that and the whole of them. Be a dance man of that. So, yo, it's like people don't know. Because dance hall is so fickle. Bro, everybody I try to find a lane where I work. You know, it's just like.
Bro, I'm saying TJ, give me that. Give me that.
Yo,
nah, go work, right, man. Get to the thing, get out of that, man. But my glad to get me done, get something out of it still in the bra. I swear to you, because enough dance and I get nothing in there, you understand? So big up yourself.
Yo, I can't believe I'm the same artist at all, bro. Go on, like, say the medic campus. I'm the same artist over here drifting, bro. I swear, dance all change up and look weird to me, bro.
Yo, dog, let me tell you, them man, I don't know, bro. Like, I think it's when TJ did the rags to riches. TJ have a lane for himself, you know, the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see that poor boy, they make it kind of sound and that like a suffocation thing there. And call me like, mm-hmm. me can't find myself from where the people love that from TJ. You understand?
Yeah.
But we get it too. Like, you get a break, you're like, first you say like $1 million or $2 million. Mm-hmm. You got to do what you can do for all and that, and TJ will be picking up your feet too. So I'm not blame him. After rinse that song then, brother.
After
you understand? But yo, I swear, my things are them rinse it to the point where me no, me just if me play it, me just play it for the plate's sake. Me not play it because it feel not energy no more. Because him rinse it out too much, bro.
Would they laugh and think? I feel like if him drop a couple more dancing song, you know, and the people in my Japan and Cornbread and some man over Japan where I dance team song and say, yo, if them really, them can put money for that.
Me no, no, no joke or TJ thing in the brother. All right. Yo, no but that joke or TJ. Remember I said TJ a bad boy to in a real life, you know.
All right, Sean Paul song. Sean Paul song, you know, the girl them. The only thing with Sean Paul used to dance. You want to see Sean Paul with the one dance? We say, everywhere the man go, the man are willing. Bro, you have to dance for the millions.
You know, who have a bad dance? Yo, you see him, Nigel boy there. You see him with a little rock between the dog. I said, the man have a little rock. I said, boom, if Nigel boy ever, if them ever let him go in a dance hall, you see.
Yo,
you see if them ever let him go. Yo, I swear, I'm glad for him still. I never like all the controversy that go around. I never like the controversy who I go around with you know, them thing there and him
name. I don't know where I'm looking after. He always insert himself more time.
Yo, brother, I swear. Right
now, I mean, when the man was zero, nobody not fought for the man.
But one thing, bro, I can tell in a life, bro, you see? And he's a man who subscribe to your Bible. You see, Bible telling you, bro, you see, when you talk too much, you always put yourself in a position to talk some fuckery.
Mm-mm.
So him always like a liable for talk some things where people like a judge him pon. You understand? I mean, I say him not have good insights on him thing. I big him up, you know, I'm a do for him thing. Me and him in a two different lane.
We don't need the negativity around you because it's a good
just,
career.
Just know him. And then when you see him a propel, like bro, dancehall and Jamaican culture can no longer be in a box while for deal with sexuality, you know, bro.
You have a time to let it go still. It done gone already.
The youth just a trim thing and I never like that, bro. Never like that at all. Mm-mm.
I agree. But yeah, on the topic of weirdness, you know who else are weird in a dance hall right now since the start of the year?
Don't Alkaline. Say it, you know.
Alkaline, bro. Yo, Alkaline one. Drop. Alkaline, big up to your dog still. Him shoot out two so far for a year. Most artists when a year, nothing from them yet. And him have music video for your company.
Big cheap video. Go on. Big cheap video.
Cheap video.
Ask no question. One camera man you shot. Probably the same camera when me have said the man use. I never look a Logitech camera there, brother. Yeah. I swear to you.
But I always
big cheap that video the man go, brother. I hate it. And black and white and something. Like, I say, yo, brother, you're bigger than that now, bro. Use some good video, man. And no budget. Me know some rules have a wag of money sit down pon.
But I don't know. All the way for drop the thing them fast, bro. Like Alkaline tell himself them they are Jamaica, so if I follow the Jamaica art, so I don't know. Even the man in Jamaica, them video clean your freak. Yo, big up Rupshan and the man.
Yeah, man, Rupshan. A long time Rupshan I do it, man.
Yeah, man. Alkaline say, yo, him not an arrival. Zin. And him's like, him try it. Right, no, him, alright. So Alkaline to me, him say, him want the clash. And him.
We
and
do.
And we're going to talk about
we
it.
We do. We do.
We're going to talk about it, Dan Big. We're going to talk about it, Dan Big. But we can look for Wagwan currently with Stefland and Jada, right?
Not clash him. No,
I can't
clash
recall him. No, you're not going to interrupt my
argument. We're not clash him.
I can recall in a previous episode, you know, where you were saying, yo, where clash are going to do for Massacre?
Right? Nah, do not do nothing for him. Me make you talk. Me make you talk. Me not this. Me not interrupt you. No time at all. Take a 16.
Yes, sir, recently, no. What clash I do for Massica, you know? And you say, yo, a man a focus for album. Right? The man a focus on signing to Def Jam and the international career and everything we accompany that, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna feel like say, alright, all of the wave of the album has already it releasing at the atmosphere and it do what it's supposed to do. So I feel like say Massica supposed to free right now. You know what I mean? I mean, I think like nothing's supposed to pending or nothing supposed to even restrict or hold back the dog from doing a proper clash right now in a dance hall. And clearly, we have an opponent which is worthy, which is we can be compared to him too. We can be match up with caliber and creativity and everything. And clearly the dog want the smoke. So you don't feel like say, yo, the time is right now. Maybe not right now, but after Steph London and Jada, you don't feel like say, we need a Massica alkaline. If them would have just brave up, because they must say, I'll be a jelly back artist in the dance hall right now. Man, then we caught. Yeah. Them say,
I got tell you why me think say, yo, it can work. But me wouldn't do it.
If you were
me wouldn't waste my time. Me a Massica, me not waste my time, go back there. So reason being, remember when Massica the one that shot there. Massica did hungry for that shot there. Nobody not really pay him no mind. Did them no man not really pay him no mind. So why when I know when I'm here the man?
Because
alright, hold on. So you are telling me, so hold on. You are saying
is
Mickey 16 in a song. Mickey 16 in a
I'll clarify, say I look a young artist. Underground, but continue.
Yeah, I said to you, say, yo, listen me now. You say, yo, alkaline worthy. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
Alkaline a big artist. And even though me depend on J area that talk now, alkaline a bad artist.
A bad artist.
Big
man,
artist. Me, Dan Biggs, I endorse him and I say, yo, a bad artist. But my art is badder.
All right.
You understand? Me just well, I said to you, say.
I talk about that too, but continue.
Hold on, man. You think Massica did them? Look at Massica caliber video with them. Look at Tyrant. You must be mad. We don't shoot cheap video, brother.
I'm going to say this one thing.
$1,000 budget for my video. Anyway, hold on, man. Let me get to my partner, man.
Got you.
What me I say to you, say? You say you're alkaline worthy and thing. Me not say alkaline worthy. Me just give him flowers. Yes, alkaline is worthy. And you say album time pass and thing. So you're telling me that me work 5 days a week. I'm part of my weekend now when I sit down and relax myself. If you can really pick you up, can go work for you. For what? You not tell me what you gonna do for me. Brother, me not need you right now for war with. Me not pay no brother, if Missy Massica come out a morning and say I'm gonna go war alkaline, me go vex. Because you don't need it. Me not need it. Steph Land and them don't entertain me already over here with the clash thing because them are drop the button. So me not need it, brother. I swear to you.
So big.
Me. Figure waste time for my weekend with you. After me get my big run with my album, you must say mad.
All right, so
now go back there. So find back your it and find back your gear and come back. When you come back, if we feel like we're for now, no, if we are no.
I know, so to them, I go controversial. Like the genocide people are going to be today, but more anti people realize.
Yeah, always I go anti genocide, brother. So
no, we're anti genocide, but my appetite facts, yo. The hard facts.
Yeah, why
hard facts? And the hard facts we're going to have to go eat up and swallow everything is the facts that, yo, Massica is holding on by a thread in a dance hall. Weird. Yes, but I'm finished, brother. No, bro. Me know you want to make it look like say Massica have this stronghold on dancehall, but he doesn't, brother. Massica do some creative ways. He might find some creative ways with the video and something them. But me feel like Massica can't get 1 million views on an audio track alone. If he posts an audio alone on YouTube, he cannot get 1 million views. That are facts. Hands down, Biggs. If you look into it, the video them bad and the concept them bad, Ruption. Nice synergy, nice teamwork. Zin, concept of video and everything. And him have the best rollout and the promo and everything. But him don't have that stronghold on dancehall right now. And me see it a fade. If you don't see it, me see it. Got you. You know what I agree, you know, but I'm gonna say, yo, Massica my artist. Every Massica song I drop, I'm my first run go over them. I love Massica music them. But me I tell you clearly say, yo, you have a lot of other artists out there, like a craft, have a stronger hold. For dancehall, that a Massica.
Boy, when I talk about like I'm see a shake on the camera. I don't know why.
If I does
jaw works when I talk fuckery, it does not shake.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Yo, that one is controversial still.
I swear, I'll judge and I like what you talk about. Brother, Wiz, let me tell you something. No one artist now have a whole pan dancehall. Remember, say, Valiant him at right now. Well, even Valiant's team are cool them right now. I saw dancehall work, my bro. No one artist now have a stronghold on dancehall, but the consistency. Yo, you see how sometimes I'm hearing that, bro. I'm just listening with, yo, tell me 1 year since Massacre come out to Massacre not.
I'm going to do better than that, you know. Remember, you know, Massacre is not a young artist, you know. We keep talking about Massacre.
Then that, may I say? So from yes. Massacre come out till now, which era you can count him out of?
No, meaning, you know, you see, as a young artist, there's a time when you are a peak and you just know, say, bro, you're the man for the moment.
Then am I the man for the moment?
No, but, oh, him can't be the man for the moment now when you have so much other artists that overshadow him. Him have one song, which is Tyrant, and Little Limelight, too. Limelight around, too.
Oh, boy.
No, but me say, no? Him have one and a half song or two song where I really say, all right, it have a spotlight, Limelight, all right? But really and truly, him is an artist for the end of the business long time. So him supposed to get the highest run and just dominate. And then we can say, all right, can fall back as a column. You are telling me, say, him column days are him hot days are in peak days is yet to come, you know?
No. What may I say to you? Say, hot days are right now, and peak days are right now.
But it can't be right now, still big. Like, all right.
In the space now, people are consume the whole Clash thing with Steph London and Jada Kingdom. But before that, who are people talking about? Realistically,
Maledon, Valiant, Craft.
Yeah, madman.
We have to talk to you. Are the year of the young youth?
Yo, me not discredit the young youth. Them. What me I say is that we are talking about column wise, young column in a dancer. We are talking about go back to the era we may tell about now. So we are doing Massacre, we are doing Alkaline. That is that we started the conversation.
And before them, you know, it was Six, Squash, and Chronicle of them.
Right, but even in a them man, the era Massacre was still popping, bro.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Alkaline was still popping too.
Yes, but he never have a strong hold on the thing where you are you look like. What may I say? I said this to say this, Biggs.
Mm-hmm.
Massacre need this clash, despite how genocide people feel are want to go around it. Massacre need this clash for proper.
With Alkaline?
Yes.
Wait, I got to do for him. Forget work past thing.
The mere fact say, yo, insane. You can imagine if Massacre have a Def Jam promote the fact. Yo, this is gonna be
bro. Massacre gonna need this a clash at no time at all, brother.
Biggs, this would have been
not so. Right now. Must when him did desperate, when him never was the man.
Biggs, if I'm not right now, I win then,
brother. It no need for happen none at all. Ain't no need for happening. All right, let me tell you something, bro.
But Biggs, we can't answer that.
Remember, Massacre album, Shift Bob, you know? I don't know.
Yeah,
you know what I want.
Everybody Shift Bob for like a 2 year.
When last Alka Shift Bob?
Yo, Jado,
when
New Level and Locker them something, dog, I've been placard sitting the warm.
Years ago, bro. Brother. Long time thing.
So Biggs.
Yo, no forgive man, yo, brother, no forgive man in run, brother. Make him man take him run, brother.
Right,
I love you, make you run.
So Biggs, at 2024 now, and we still say, yo, clearly, Steph Landon.
By the next 2-3 months, nobody's going to hear about that again. Everybody has gone to think about something else again and dance all, you know?
No, but may I say, clearly, Steph Landon and Jada Kingdom teach with something, say, yo, dancehall clashing can be reported on the highest level. Hip Hop DX,
that is true.
Billboard,
that is true.
Hot 97, TMZ, everybody, academics, everybody I cover the thing. The fact said Massacre is signed to a Def Jam, and Def Jam have probably a budget right now. Can you imagine if Massacre thing shoot off with a clash plus a Def Jam endorsement? Can you imagine the highest of heights? Plus him all find some bad song, can we know Massacre writer? Can you imagine if he find some club banger and a clash right now coming off of a hot album? Can you imagine the traction there? I say you really don't want the artist reach a certain level, bro. That's a nightmare move. That's a
nightmare move. I agree. See, for disagree. Because well,
I agree to. All right, got you.
Well, Anna, because you look on it now, bro. See, if Massacre supposed to, let's just say, him got clash. See,
yeah.
Steph London and this is just a fact. Steph London and Jada Kingdom both benefited from the clash. They're both benefiting from the clash. Jada get more publicity and solidify herself more in our London market and in our other people. You know, in the whole hemisphere and. Dan Cullinan, I get more recognition in the dancehall market too as well. So they're both benefiting equally when it comes to social coverage. You understand?
Yeah.
It's just that it up to them now for them translate that into actual currency, right? Or it's going to benefit them career. Good? All right. A Def Jam endorsement, I go open different doors in Massacre. a clash with Alkaline, what door is going to open for him?
It has
him, him done solidify already in a dance hall. Him done knowing the diaspora already. So what I gotta do for him? You just tell me what I gotta do for him. It's like you're telling me, say, remember, yo, dog. You're telling me, say, yo, dog. You know, say, yo, me have some bad rims, but I'm gonna trade them. That can't run for me, care.
Yo. Yo, remember, you see with the fan base of Massacre have a loyal fan base, and Vendetta have a loyal fan base. You see,
you see the
type of boost with them, the fan base, they combine together, are gonna push this thing. Yo, you don't even know the type of levels of Massacre.
Yeah, man, it's not me, but no. Wait till Massacre loses steam first.
Yo, but I am saying that is right now. One song for the entire year. You can't.
Bro, the man is not one song for the entire year, brother. The man, whole album I hit, brother. Every song can listen to, bro. What wrong with you is every song on the man album can listen to. Yo, let me tell you what I look forward for in an artist, bro. All right. You ever smoke weed at Wiz?
I can't talk about your year still. Right?
Oh, sorry. Forget it.
All right.
So, yeah. All right. So you see, when you're inducing marijuana, any substance,
yeah,
it gives you a high feeling.
Temporarily, right?
Yeah,
no, where I go with it. Go on.
You know where I go with it?
Go on.
Good. Year so, therefore, it's like a man about a spliff, and you buy a 20 bag, and it gives you what you need, and then you ask a boy, this is really connect, you know. Boom. Next week, you want a 50 bag. Other week after that, you want a 1,000 bag. And then you find that you need more from that source. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Massacre has reached a point where any of his followers, anyone I'm fan them, bro, can just take up any body of work from Massacre and listen to, and you're pleased.
I agree. Ain't no miss.
For me, what I look forward, those are the things that I look forward in an artist. Another thing I look forward to from an artist is proper visuals, bro. I was disappointed in Alkaline because the last video, Alkaline never do a video where I can actually sit down and watch proper and say, oh yeah, this bad. Or we have some, I see like home when I watch Tyrant video, and I can remember the mask, and I can remember the bike, and I can see color of that. Alkaline, yeah, Alkaline does not, him not understand, say, yo, bro, we love you as an artist, but where's the artistic, the art form again? You understand what I said? Don't just feel like, say, yo, because you reach a level, you can just shoot anything, give it. That's my problem with Alkaline.
That's what I
look for from Alkaline. Instead, I'm going to try to clash and I run down back. You can't, all right, Wiz. You seen a life? I mean, I think you're life facts, bro. You seen a life? If you even see a woman out there where you're like, let's say you never married, you see a woman you like out there.
Yeah.
The worst thing for that is a runner down, you know.
All right.
Then if you keep a true word out for me, every turn, every song where you put out, you true your word, you're not call me name, brother.
That is not
just say what you're saying, me deal with you.
I understand this game. All right.
Push out to me and do a song and say, yo, Massacre, right. One and done Massacre game, one.
All right, let me say this now. Everybody keeps saying Alkaline supposed to call up in it. You not try but boy up the artist still. I'm going to see what I go on. Clearly, I say, all right, Massacre is so much bigger than Alkaline for calling him name. Me say that I do still. I pull it.
I mean,
you know, previously, you know, you say, yo, you can't believe say, a deal would have come with conscience would have less than top 20, right? I know, say the same thing can happen to a Massacre.
What do you mean? It happened to everybody.
It happened to everybody. So Massacre stand the chance of reaching to a point like where conscience reach, where people just now give him the look in. Right now, you know.
No, sir.
I'm going to say this.
Brother, two of them are the conscience right now, dog.
Let me say this right now.
People have no conscience, brother.
Alkaline is a thoroughbred clash artist. We can hate him all we want, but this youth is a clash artist. Him built for this. Him love it. It amuses for energize, for recharge. Him is a clash artist. And every few years, I see him want challenge. Anybody we are on the space, he won't challenge them. People can say is a hot up case, he might use it for hot up. Maybe as an artist, I hit him use for sharpening skills and get inspired because doing it for so long.
You're not gonna sharpen your skills,
every few years, I see two blagger kick off. I just forget back the energy for us while come back on the space.
Okay, the man
want the clash, Zin.
And talking about vlogger kick off, me need to talk to you about something. But,
yeah,
you know.
I got to a transition. But yo, the man want the clash, but clearly there is no worthy opponent who is willing. Cause all of the song title tell me, open a brain and everything show me, say, yo, the man upon demon time. But like me say, yo, the rest of artists, them, on a heart like a Steph London. Big man thing. And that's a good one in history.
Yeah, isn't man.
It? So if you want for your artist to be included as that, but feel like Massacre need.
But that's what I mean, I say, bro. It's like how Jada did just step up and say, yo, Steph, are you me attack? Don't call me name. I call me name and me know how I go on. And Steph call her name and deal with her. Then I say thing for go, man. Massacre just right. Them alkaline for just say what say, man.
Right, let me put it this way then. You don't say if Massacre call theme name, nobody not gonna say Massacre desperate. They're gonna say, yo, that you're a bad man then.
Yeah, but why Massacre gonna. Alright, look at it now, bro. The man, it come like the man have a shootout over there, so. And me got drive go over there. Me no need to go over there fire shot pan. Who you fire shot pan?
Let me tell you the simple.
If you fire a shot pan me now, I mean, what's that? Me fire the shot pan, you have to go hide.
But Biggs, I'm gonna tell you
this. I'm not firing a shot pan, me brother. I'm not for your brother. Call the man name.
Let me tell you, bro, the simple.
Beat round bush thing, why? You know, say you're a bad artist.
I'm gonna tell you why Massacre can shoot too. Because as a competitor,
Massacre no need for shoot.
Imagine if Floyd Weather is a top boxer, but him not have nobody for box. Can you imagine a world where Floyd Mayweather, 50 and all, Floyd Mayweather, is a top boxer and he don't have an opponent? Massacre.
So that means
it's the space of dancehall, which is a competitive genre. It builds passion and Steph London and everybody show me, say, bro, this is the art of, this is what makes dancehall great.
So you as know, I'm saying, them thing that mash up enough things with, mash like up what? Business and mash up genre and them thing that.
Oh.
Because people want to see clash and excitement so much, them water down the thing, bro.
No. I see,
there is no way, bro, and this is a fact. You see, if you're not calling me name, me not look for you. Especially me have something for them.
This is why we're not dead for hungry and fall off. You know what's
sir,
you know, as a business person, you can't see everybody out there want orange and you try to sell Cersei. Where you going, Cersei, bro? This is clearly the market demand oranges.
You see Massacre sell Cersei?
You mean
Massacre sell grape and the rest of them are try sell grape?
But for all long people go want grape?
It don't matter. When me done make enough money off of them grape already. And if you invest my own now.
All right,
no. Me I go turn back. No, that's what me I say. Just give me a reason now, brother. Me done achieve what me achieve. All right, you don't come like say, yo, me go through school. Boom, me get me go primary school. Boom, high school. Boom, university. Get me degree. Get my master's. And then now you go tell me something. If you go back to primary school. Big. What Massacre clash alkaline fight that makes sense?
I'm gonna ask you one simple question. I'm gonna answer.
You don't even make money, bro.
I'm gonna ask you honestly. Why is Steph London?
I never want to see two of them on stage.
No, I'm gonna ask you a question. Why is Steph London and Jada thing kick off? So it's because them see the demand feet and them look at the comment section and everybody say, yo, right, bro. I forget. All
then, right.
No, clearly.
Tell us something.
No, what I know,
Wiz, you know you miss something.
Clearly, there's a demand for the thing right now. Yo,
Wiz, you miss.
This is like the second time we are talking about a Massacre. Alkaline clash. The demand for this is so freaking high. Oh, you as a person where I sell a product, let's just say a DC people and want.
All right, Wiz, may I show you something? The most successful clash them in a dance hall is passion driven, you know.
Okay, and the passion right. For this, but continue. Me, yes,
all right, watch this now. And I like say, yo, look, remember somebody said passion driven. Killer and Bean, man, remember the two man them share the same one. Them share the same crew at some point. Them share the same band at some point.
Mm-hmm.
See? Movado and Cartel, they were friends. You know, it go when enemies become, when friends become rivals.
Mm-hmm.
Passionate. Hurt. Mm-hmm. Bad. Mm-hmm. Good. Steph London and Jada Kingdom share the same man. Mm-hmm. Very passionate.
Mm-hmm.
What Alkaline and Massacre for sure?
Because the crowd... I say Alkaline is a more lyrical.
So because they want me if you turn around and war with them. Me, no. I just get up and waste my time. You must say, back where you move that in your career, brother. No.
You list out very good reasons why a clash supposed to kick off. And in this instance, Vendetta say, yo, them have the most lyrical, thoroughbred clash artists. Massacre used to come out from underground. Massacre used to say, man, the baddest thing. Then put him as one of the top lyricists next to like Idonia and all of that, right?
None of them put him. I said him grow. Him reach there.
Oh, we're gonna know unless improve it.
Why them never push out them at them time then?
Me and Massacre. No, me and Massacre.
Why know when the bookings are calm down? No one call the dog.
Fam, me and Massacre sing moments like these and 10 out of 10 of them tune like dog in love. We don't know some clash artists right now. You can't live off a legacy. you can't live off things they do 10 years ago or so. We want to know if
you. So you have to talk about your artist then. I'll call your artist right now. Earl and Bartlett are your favorite right now. Because we don't know what whole likes and them thing that warm.
No, honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth, dog. I rate all the youth of the unit. I'm a vat.
I respect that. But no, because you have art, me just, and I know, me got no, and I know, me just not have the time for you with it now. Like Kevin Hart and my boy, man, and Cat Williams, man. Cat Williams, big up yourself. You could not be the funniest man I read, me just not really have the time right now.
Yet still embrace the internet. Where's Kevin Hart?
What? Bro, look, go watch The Lift. I last Kevin Hart are the baddest. I last night, me watch it.
It weak, though.
It no weak, bro, for a Kevin Hart comedian. A Heartbeat Studios and my boy who shoot Fast and Furious series. I'm one of the producers on it.
I agree. And there's a reason why they're on Netflix and not
nice box night. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. People line up. People are line up and spend their money for buy it. They spend them $9.99 or them $12.99 and watch it.
Yeah, you see all you know.
No, we have to be real.
Yeah, we are a wicked boy.
There's big league.
Without bro. PM, not me.
This can put Massacre in the big league, brother. This can put Massacre in
the big league. Alkaline, I got put him in the big league. The Clash itself, I got put him in the big league.
Because I took giant caliber artists. Man, try to tell us that the matchup would that be epic. Yo, we don't want your Valiant, we don't want your Craft, we don't want your nobody when them two artists are kick off, brother. Worse if them run it straight to last summer.
Why if them do it on a Clash now? Why if them do it on a Clash now work and the song them not right?
It is impossible because we know said Massacre is a skill writer. We know that Alkaline is a skill writer when he's inspired. Right now, man.
Yeah, but is a risk, bro. Is it worth taking?
There's no risk involved.
What do you mean by no risk involved?
There is no risk involved because all Massacre can do, I just go back to who spot him there right now and go back to moments like these and them tune. Isn't me a great this?
You know, it's a long time in a list. That's why I can't long time in a list to Massacre. But you know, listen to Massacre album and the album.
Sometimes I listen to the album, the concept of the album, Eagle and District, whatever we get to fight, we're really badness. We don't really hear the badness part to Massacre. Other part of the rating.
Yeah, man, you love the badness too much. But
no, we love badness.
We know what we're going to do.
Massacre boss has one thing and then transition to another thing, bro. Like, Massacre is a real Clash artist.
Massacre is a real artist overall.
Yeah, like, overall.
I think I see him dance all right now. I
agree. But him left out of the equation right now. Massacre should have done all the dirty money rhythm on certain things right now.
Nah,
so maybe so far some good opportunities.
Nah, sir. No, sir.
All right, you can go and stay there until you...
You never know this. That's why I'm telling you, remember, so you don't know the production and history enough things, you know.
What production have to do with it? It's not the algorithm right now.
Who's not the algorithm?
We're 12 days in right now, and there's no mention of no Massacre anywhere.
Don't worry about it, man. You remember, Dark Steph come out with white flag. I can't believe this is Clash done. I say, Wiz, just wait, no, man.
Just wait and see.
Don't get the call already, man. Hey. They get the call from London, you know, man.
I'm going to say this one thing. Massacre just might dominate 2024, too, because they might have the capabilities. It just might
you
just
better
might
know
the
that.
Song of the year. It might probably have it. All right.
Is it from Massacre? I just need one a quarter. One every quarter. I need 10 songs for the year, you know. One every quarter. So I want him to drop a song like February, March. Then by May, him drop another one. Then, you know, like September, him drop something else. And then November, December. I just want 4 songs from him, brother. And I mean, I need them for before war song neither. Would I make him, would I want him to drop a song now? But I make you know, say, your brother, I'm not a pain of mine. I hear your grumbling and your voice, but I'm not a pain of mine. You see what I say? But I like to see that now. See? And tell her why I'm a young king right now.
Me too.
You understand? And then, in the summer, you know, I'm going to spice it up again. Me personally, bro, from Alka, I want back one of them champion boy groove there from Alka right now.
I know more. Even forget about Alkaline right now. With Massacre, I want him to say it with him chest and say, bro, I'm the king. No, but I dibbled up around it because we see say clearly there's tension, you know. When I see no post fever,
yeah, talk about that. You know, Spock.
People are pre-Massacre, you know, because everybody shout out Cartel for birthday, you know. No post for Massacre, you know.
Yeah, man. Then man not having reason why, man. Probably busy, bro.
We see Skilly Bang make a post, you know. And I big up the artist. I big up Vibes Cartel for birthday, and I say, yo, them man.
Cartel, big up Massacre on for birthday.
What did Richard say yet? Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Skillibank make a post and a big up a dog, and somebody in the comment section go bring up Massacre name. No? And Skillibank, I say, yo, clearly, I send a couple jobs to him. I don't want to sound mixed up still, but the way I say it, he might make it sound like, bro, there's definitely some tension around this. So. And I must say, you're an artist. And some, you know, he never really addressed Massacre by a name or nothing either. So if Skillibank and Massacre are friend, or the whole Gaza genocide was real and East Side, I don't know. So 2024 can shape up to be very interesting.
Because yeah, it can be, bro. And the other thing when I look forward for 2024 too, bro, is more as a resurgence of marketing with dancehall artists. Reason why I say that, you remember when you just see Ding Dong and you see him with like the Mackerel them and the Magnum and the corporate behind dancehall. You know, I look forward for that for 2024. You know what I mean? Because we can't allow the genre to die, bro. Because dancehall is literally the lifeline of Jamaica. You understand what I say? But I like to see some of these big brand parties to actually come out and produce dancehall music. For example, like ATI. We not hear about an ATI rhythm. You understand what I say? A BRT weekend. Me not hear about a BRT weekend rhythm or a BRT rhythm. You understand what I say?
Yeah.
Me not hear about them big venue here where people are renting and use mass camp. Them venue here, we're not here now. How are you guys giving back to dancehall? You understand what I say? Some would want to see carpet behind dancehall more. You know, I'm going to want to see some governance behind dancehall too as well. You know what I mean? Because I just know in my heart that dancehall can do a lot for the country, my bro. You understand? Dancehall can do a lot for Jamaica, my bro, because real people are eating and make them life off it, you know?
Yo, that's all the perfect way to close off the show on a positive note. You know what I mean? We talk a lot of things in the comment section right now. People are not going to beat with Killwee. Yo, we talk about things, yo. I swear, but I understand, so, yo, we're passionate about the genre.
Yeah,
and say, yo, we're going to talk how we feel about it. We're not using no allegiance when it comes to the reasoning. Big smite, no? Yeah, we know Big smite already. Yo, you see me, boy? When it comes to me, still,
yeah, we're just passionate about it. So we can't
the genre bigger than any artist, though. So, I say, any little thing we can do creatively to push the genre forward, I'm all for it, man. Not because of alliance or affiliations and all of that. I dance up on some big platform, boy, for real.
Yeah, man, another thing, bro, as I say, yo, you know, we believe in a true talent, you know, and we love and appreciate every artist and the hard work them do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Likewise, so even though you might hear me on the podcast, I say, yo, Alka this or Alka that, or you might say, yo, Massacre this or Massacre that, or Dona this or Dona that, I look up to all these artists because, yo, if you go in a studio and actually record a song, produce a song, even though I hear me, I say, yo, cheap video, blah, blah, I have to give my personal reviews on it, you know what I mean? I understand, me know how hard work go for put in to do music. Me dead upon the video shoot them, me dead in at the street, me know it go. So, you know, we appreciate the hard work, but we just say, yo, there are things that we want to see more of, and we have to just understand that. So, like, share, and subscribe, man. That's the thing, man. See? Mad thing.
Well.